to Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, good morning, greetings and loving Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday live hosting and broadcasting from Radio Sai Studios. Dear listeners, this is a segment Morning Glory and I am Raghu from Radio Sai team. At the very outset, as always, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful and grateful pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, that is Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I thank him profusely for giving me this opportunity to host a segment of Thursday Live week after week every Thursday. Today is 27th of September 2018, the last week of September, and next is the month of October, an eventful month in the Prashanti calendar has. We are going to witness the festival of Dasara. The 10 days festival in which we will be having the Veda Purusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam for 7 days and Vidwan Mahasava, the programs, the function in Sai Kulwant Hall. The time right now in our studio is 9:40 a.m. and the Vedam and Bhajan sessions just now concluded in Sai Kulwant Hall, and I hope, dear listeners, you all have enjoyed listening to the live session of the Vedam and Bhajan session, which came to you via the Asia stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. And as I am speaking to you right now, Swami's devotees have lined up in Sai Kulwant Hall to offer their pranams to Swami. Alright, in today's episode of Morning Glory, as always, I have got two interviews lined up for you. The first interview is from the radio series Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, in which we have a conversation with a Sai student who will be sharing with us his experience, his or her experience with Swami. And the second interview is from the radio series Trust with Divinity, in which we will be having a conversation with a Sai devotee sharing their experience with Bhagwan. In fact, dear listeners, there are more than 250 such conversations. More than 250 conversations of Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, and more than 250 conversations of Trust with Divinity. That is more than 250 conversations with Sai students and more than 250 conversations with Sai devotees in Radio Sai website, and you can always download them at your leisure and listen to them. Alright, the first interview that I am going to play for you, that is the Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memory interview, is continuation of the interview which you listened to last Thursday also. That is the conversation with Dr. Shankar Subramanyam. Dr. Shankar Subramanyam was the first PhD student of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, the departments of Mathematics and Computer Science. So today you will be listening to the fourth part of this conversation. So last 3 weeks we played the first three parts of this conversation. And in fact, dear listeners, if you have missed listening to them, You can download them from our website, radioside.org, and listen to them at your leisure. Alright, so this will be in the first half of the segment Morning Glory. In the second half of the segment Morning Glory, you'll be listening to a conversation with Dr. Sridharan Hariharan. In fact, today you'll be listening to the second part of the conversation. The first part of the conversation was played last week. And again, if you are mis-listening to it, you can download it from our website, Radio Sai, and listen to it at your leisure. Dr. Sridharan Hariharan had a blessed opportunity to play Veena just before bhajan started in Mandir for about 10 years. So every morning, just before bhajan started at 9 a.m. in bhajan Mandir, Dr. Sridharan Hariharan used to play Veena for about 10 years in 1990s. So let's listen to these two conversations today in Morning Glory segment. And that's all we have in today's Morning Glory segment. Let's listen to them and enjoy it. Enjoy listening to it. Have a listen, please.
That was the closeness, no? The kind of proximity that...
And I think as Swami used to always say, that you should not only be good, you should also appear to be good.
Exactly, that's what Swami said. In public eye, Swami's students should really be like Swami's students, and staff, teachers is all the more responsibility. That's the thing Swami impressed.
But when I contemplate little deeper on this incident, you know, perhaps... You know, because of whatever your monkey mind, you created a story there. Possibly if you had just mentioned the truth, maybe this whole episode...
Sheer out of scare, you know, something happened at that moment. It was at the back of my mind. This was all at the back of my mind.
Correct.
So it came out at that moment. Right?
I know. See, why that happens is, you feel... you think that Swami is human also.
Some legitimate reason.
We think Swami is human also.
He is. That's what I am saying. He has been human. He has, many times, he acts as human. Therefore, why not now also he acts as human for my sake? That's kind of a hope, you know.
Yes.
I'm not doing anything wrong. My conscience is clear. Okay, for the time being, let it go. Something like that.
And because Swami knows that it is genuinely something,
yes,
that's why finally everything melted out.
In 1 second, no, he became cool.
Normal.
He became normal.
And then he gave you blessings.
Yes.
And I feel all that chastising was for creating that story and, you know, lying and all that.
Exactly. And also, so, it's a lesson for the people who are watching, you know.
Yes.
That's why, you know, Swami, I always tell, with one stone, Swami will hit 10 mangoes.
Yes.
It's not just a lesson for me.
Correct.
Through that experience, all the other students will realize what it is to be, you know, a teacher, what it is to be a student of Swami. You know, that is how, you know, if everybody is watching Swami, you know, so they get the lesson. They know why Swami is shouting at.
Yes.
Like that. Just like that.
Wow.
At the end of first year, that Kashmir trip was a very beautiful thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it was...
that is in the 80 June.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. During summer vacation, you know, otherwise I was, as I told you, I was a bit, I used to sort of keep distance physically from Swami because I was also involved in a lot of hostel activities. Naturally, it used to happen, towards the end, I'll be coming and standing there. And that's how it used to be. And one fine afternoon, hostel warden Nityanand comes to me and tells me, see, Swami is taking you to Kashmir. My joy knew no bounds. It was like, you know, it is, what should I say, bolt from the blue. And suddenly it is not coming at such moments. And then he also said, you are leaving on 1st June. Get ready, get your things packed and all that. And those things, you know, and so whenever Swami takes a boys to trip, whoever is informing, they'll call that person individually outside somewhere separately, quietly they will tell, not in public.
Yes.
It has to be like that. And that is the first experience. And when going with Swami to Kashmir, on the very first day, I remember on the flight, you know, from here we went to Hyderabad. Hyderabad, there was a big miracle that took place actually. We didn't know that at that time. Somebody's child was very sick and Swami cured that child. It's a detailed story. I mean, in the process, when we went from here to Hyderabad, therefore what happened, Swami alighted at Hyderabad. They had arranged a function very near, in a bungalow, in a space nearby airport. into the we traveled by car a short distance, and then the place was there, and Shamiana they had put, and there was lunch arranged for us. We left at around 10 o'clock or something from Bangalore airport. Around 11 o'clock or something we reached Hyderabad. Swami was going around, the devotees had assembled there, Swami went around, all that, it took some time, bhajans were going on, Swami talked to these people. I think these people were related to earlier that Ramakrishna Rao, no, governor of, I'm not very sure.
Murugal Ramakrishna
Rao. Yeah, I think so, if I vaguely remember, I'm not very sure. Swami came back and first time, you know, that is the first time in my life outside, you know, going to with Swami on a tour, and then the lunch was served, and that lunch was so sumptuous and so tasty that all of us forgot about anything. We just gobbled up everything, not knowing that we are traveling by flight.
Mm.
That was the first time flight experience for me, remember, in my life. Going is not only going, Swami, flight itself is first time for me. And everything got over, we got into the flight, and flight took off. As soon as it took off, stomach started rolling. All that heavy food which I had eaten, you know, it came out.
Oh my God.
And another student who was sitting nearby, immediately, you know, I just controlled myself, immediately took me to the, you know, this one, restroom. Swami was watching. Swami was sitting across me.
Oh,
right. Okay. I was sitting, we were in the middle, Airbus.
Mm.
I was in the middle seat and Swami was in the corner, window seat, and with Rupak and Swami always. That's a pair. And Swami just turned and saw, looked at, coming from the aisle, no? Walking along, coming back from the, so Swami saw very, very nicely, very sweetly, kindly asked, first time flight? He said, Swami immediately, Swami's first thing, no? Observation. First time flight? Yes, Swami, I said. Then Swami had those days Swami used to put pan, you know. Pan box used to be there.
Yes.
Whoever is going with Swami will carry the pan box. It is good that Swami was putting pan, I should say. Because Swami opened the pan box immediately, took out one clove from that, and, you know, sort of cleaned it, and then you gave it to me, come on, take this, you'll be all right.
Oh, wow.
You know, that is such a blessing, you'll never, never forget. I used to think that one clove, you know, even now I'm having acidity problems, I always getting rid of it very quickly. I always think about that one clove which you gave me, that you should continue to cure me forever.
Wow.
It used to be like that. Of course, we reached Delhi by evening, and we stayed in Sohanlal's house, great devotee of Swami. There was a big assembly. We stayed in the first floor. Swami, then I think next day, one or two days later, we left for Jammu. The previous night, Swami, you know, they had brought some sweaters. It was very chill in Srinagar. So we should all have sweaters. Swami himself personally came, and you know, we were staying Swami's room, next room was ours, you know, it's adjacent. Swami used to get up early in the morning. Swami will always say, go somewhere here and there, go for a tour. So Swami used to come and see whether we are all getting ready. So some of us will still be sleeping. I still remember those moments. And Swami, what I was telling, Swami gave each one of us sweaters. Then, just like that, he gave sweaters, and now we are all of different sizes. And I checked my sweater, I thought that the sweater was too big for me. And there were some more sweaters kept in that big cardboard box, you know. Swami had gone down, and Swami had immediately called to a boys for dinner. So they were all going down. So myself and I think Ramakrishna Reddy Garu, who is here, no?
Yes.
So we were trying to, you know, pick some other small size one, and we just picked one. And we were just a second late. Luckily, Reddy Garu went first, and he entered the dining hall. There was a gap, you know. Then when I entered, Swami fired me left and right. Discipline ledu. You should be disciplined. Swami, when you come with Swami, when I call, you must be immediately there. Right next, you must be there. Why is few seconds late? You know, so many people have got this experience. You know, Swami calls, you know, you go, especially
yes.
Ram Brahmam Garu.
Yeah, yes.
Great experience.
Yes.
Like that, no? Second late, no? I remember when I read Ram Garu's experience, you know, I remembered my experience. I said, if you do like this, I'll send you back, pack you back immediately to Vrindavan.
Oh my God.
Silent, quiet. Like, I thought it's good, no? Sometimes we say, when you get blasted from Swami, some karmas of yours get washed out.
Yes.
Now, they used to say about other late Siddha Purushas.
Yes.
Swami is avatar. Naturally, it should be much more karma should have washed out.
Yes.
That's how I took it at that moment. And actually, once we go there, and Swami used to ask me to sing. And we used to have evening bhajans with Swami. And there used to be large gatherings. And first, the moment, the day we entered Srinagar, Swami, you know, that we went to Jammu, from Jammu to, we stayed in, what is called that place, Udhampur, that is the headquarters of Northern Command, or General Malhotra's home. So, the photo also you would have seen, group photo. It's a wonderful place. And we had, a very quiet place. We had everywhere actually private sessions. Ourselves, Swami and those few guests sitting together, chatting something and singing bhajans. Heavenly experience. And everywhere royal food, you know, wherever the royalists used to say. That food nobody would have tasted in ever in their lives, you know. Even, probably even kings would not have had such food. And Karunandaji is accompanied us, you know. We saw the glimpses of his yogic achievements also when he was with us. And he never used to, he will eat a lot of breakfast and we will eat a little less than him. And our stomach used to be full when the lunch time comes. Still we will not be empty to eat, you know, lunch. He will come with an empty stomach again to ready for eating heavily. That used to be this, you know, we call that Vaishwanara Agniya, Jataragniya, whatever, his stomach.
Yes.
Agni was so, his digestion was so powerful even at that age, 90, at that time he was 92 or something, when he accompanied us. And he was so happy, he used to do yogasanas, even in Srinagar he used to get up at 2 o'clock and do yogasanas, he stayed with us. Even in that chill weather, he used to remove his clothes and have only the loin cloth and do yogasana.
Wow.
Used to be, you know, that time only we really saw what he was. Because all the time people used to joke about him, you know, around Swami, you know. Because Swami used to joke. So everybody also will join that. The serious side of him, you know, we saw at that time. So that was like that. And that first day when we reached Srinagar, we could see the agony of, you know, waiting to see Swami in the people's faces, you know, all shedding tears. Entire group is, you know, flow of tears, you know, looking at Swami, you know. Swami said, Chudra, Swami said, look, look, I brought you all only for this purpose. Look at this devotion. See how they are crying for Swami. We were just moved at that moment. Even there, I had another dose. Very interesting. One, we had evening bhajan. Swami Malhotra used to speak, and then what used to happen, no? Swami used to have a stage, platform, Swami used to be put on a higher pedestal. And we bhajan boys, front will be sitting, we all be sitting in the front, and it used to be a little bit distant. And since I was not a normal singer, and Rupak being with us, you know, he's so close to Swami, he used to always sing very often, you know, and he was sitting right in front of me. And from there, he has signaled that I must sing. I couldn't read that. I was, you know, half thinking that whether Swami is asking me to sing or Rupak to sing, like that, you know, this sort of a dilemma. I waited, and then I didn't know what to do. I just asked Rupak, you sing. And Rupak started off the singing, Swami's face changed. Then only I realized I made a mistake. Swami would have wanted me to sing, and he has, again, I was ready for another. As bhajan got over, Swami walked inside, and once he went inside and sat in, he started firing. You become too egoistic. This, that. What? You can't sing when I ask you to sing? Then Swami, and you know, I thought that you are asking Rupak to sing. I mistook Swami at the distance. In the distance, I could not make out something like that. I answered, and then again Swami said, okay. Again, I had another namaskar. Ended up like that. Swami accompanied us for some garden and all that. Yeah, I think some Mughal garden, some Chashma Sahi gardens, one of the gardens. He came with us. Swami didn't want to come, actually. Some people forced Swami should come, and Swami came, and then the moment Swami entered, this lot of crowd started gathering there.
Mm-hmm.
Started coming and falling at Swami's feet. See, that's why I told you I will not come. You people forced me to come. Meer andar choose randi, nen ellipothanu, he said. Mm-hmm. You all of you see and come. I will not, I am going back. He said, Swami returned. Quickly returned back.
The garden can get damaged.
Yeah, from the garden. He got into the car and went back to the residence of Malhotra. We were feeling very sad and sorry. Oh my God, probably we should not have come. Then we quickly, once Swami went down, we didn't have interest. We just quickly said, yes sir, we have seen. Let's go back, let's go back. We told him and immediately we returned back. And another beautiful instance was, we had gone to the Dachigam. Dachigam, from there, a little distant away, there was a, you know, there is a, what do you call that, that hanging thing, no? That what do you call that?
The aerial car,
exactly. Mm-hmm. It's an open thing.
Mm-hmm.
One bench-like thing, you know, it's open, it just at a height, no? It goes from one place to, it goes to Kilanmark.
Mm-hmm.
And Kilanmark is a place at a very good height, okay? And there, from there, if you, it's all full snow.
Mm-hmm.
If you go a little bit further and reach the peak, you can see Pakistan.
Okay.
And we are very near Pakistan.
Mm-hmm.
Swami, you know, asked these people, guests, you know, actually Swami told Swami, Swami, it's a beautiful place, boys can go and see. Swami said, paraledo, okay, nenu ikkada untanu, I'll stay here, you all go and come. Swami thought we'll come back soon.
Mm-hmm.
So it was around 9 o'clock or something, we went, Swami came along with us to the point of boarding, rail, the cable car.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami came and watched each pair of, it used to come, you know, it won't stop. It'll, you know, pass through that wheel and come, and as it comes behind you, you have to be ready for it. As it comes, you have to just jump and sit into it and it'll keep moving.
Mm.
It'll not be stationary.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, many other places, temples and all, you have, it'll stop, you get in, then only it'll start moving. This was not like that. It's a continuously moving car.
Moving thing.
So it'll be coming, you have to anticipate it coming, get yourself ready, like you do this relay race, you know, waiting for the baton.
Yes.
Like that, be ready to just jump in and go. So that's how all of us in pairs, in two of us, myself and Ramakrishna Reddy, were in one of the thing, and two students got into one of them, and Swami watched it till all the thing went up, and then Swami returned back. It reached a particular spot. From there, they didn't tell us. We had to walk up the hill, up the mountain, through the forest area, through all the pine trees and all that bushes, and go up, and then only you reach that spot of snow and all that. And the army people were there with us to take us along. They were the guides. They took us along. Come on, let's go, we'll go. Army people, know, they'll always encourage. No problem, nothing happens, all the things, we'll go. We went up, walked, and it took hours. Went up and reached the spot, and it was so heartening to see, among the snow, there was one tea shop. with aloo paratha. And we were so shocked, my goodness. There is somebody here selling things. And there was nobody else, only we walked up all day. Some few people was walking very slowly. We were young and students, now we just ran. We quickly reached the spades and played with all the snow and all that. By the time we started returning, Swami got very anxious. Where are my boys? Started asking these army, you know, commanders and all. Where are my boys? Then these people became jittery. Wow. Then they started sending wireless messages. And everybody is holding a wireless thing, no? Then it reached us. They're coming. They kept on passing on the message. Swami was so tense. By the time we reached back at 2:30 or so, Swami had finished his lunch. Swami felt very bad. No, he ate his lunch without us. Then he came back. Swami was very upset also. He said, Swami, no, sort of bit his teeth and came close to us. వీళ్ళందరూ ఉన్నారని నేను ఊరుకున్నాను. ఆల్ దీస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ హియర్ అరౌండ్ మీ, దట్స్ వై ఐఎమ్ కంట్రోలింగ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ షౌటింగ్ ఎట్ యూ. యూ డన్ అ వెరీ బ్యాడ్ థింగ్ యూ ఫెలోస్, గో ఈట్ యర్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ కమ్ ఫాస్ట్. యూఆర్ ఆల్ క్వైట్, ఓ మై గాడ్, వి డన్ సంథింగ్. అండ్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ అవర్ ఫాల్ట్ రాదర్, ద పీపుల్ హూ టుక్ అస్ నాట్, దే డిడ్ంట్ హ్యావ్ ది ఐడియా ఆఫ్ టైమ్. So it got
delayed. And when you found tea and aloo paratha, you also got carried away.
Actually, everybody is surprised. Come on, let's have some tea. It was they know, they used some firewood and then they were burning. The whole thing was smelling of smoke. But still it was heavenly there at that height. Yeah. Like that, no? Swami was so very kind. He came down and then he was quiet.
Swami will be so concerned.
Very much concerned.
Like
you could see his anxiety on his face.
Mm.
either. And wherever he went, you know, all creations, lots and lots of creations. And that's famous thing, you know, that one place called, it's called, very, which is that place? I think that's called Dachigam. Dachigam place. That's where, I made a mistake earlier. It was Gulmarg to Kelenmarg. Mommy stayed in Gulmarg, then we went up to Kelenmarg. This Dachigam is a different location. It's a purely private VIP resort, only meant for diplomats and, you know, prime minister, president, that kind of officials, not lower level people. Exclusively meant for them. It's a closed up place where you enter inside a, you know, big closed up area. You find a big lawn. It's a lot of flower plants everywhere and trees, and I can't know, you'll find a big mountain ranges covering the whole area and a small stream flowing by.
Oh wow.
It's a beautiful place, and there is a restrooms. Lodging, you know, alongside.
Guest houses.
And we were so tired, and then immediately Swami called us for, Swami had a get together. Swami sat, we all sat around. That photo you can see in Radio Sai.
Yes.
Swami sitting in the center, long group of people sitting in a circle.
Yes.
We all sat around and discussion so many things. And then after that, Swami said, we'll have lunch, and Swami took lots of photographs. And along the lawns, we had lunch, and we were so tired. Everybody, with that lunch, we'll always feel sleepy. And Swami also went for a few, half an hour rest or something. Swami went to his room. Then we all went and we started lying down. We started snoring immediately. We were all woken up suddenly, you know. People shook us and woke up. Hey, get up, Swami is calling. And 2:30. You know, that's the time when you are really be fast asleep. At 1:30, if you go to sleep, we'll get up only at 3:30 or 4. And woke us up heavily, and we all immediately washed our face, and with the sleepy face, we started falling. Swami started walking. By the time Swami had asked, tell me, is there any sand dunes, river nearby? And they said, yes, Swami, it's somewhere nearby. They put a barricade, a sort of iron fencing. You have to open with a door, and then you have to go inside, you'll find that space. It's totally a private, quiet, you know, place, completely covered. Only flora and fauna, only trees and only that flowing, trickling sound of the water nearby. And there was sand there. And Swami went, and we all followed. Swami went and sat. Swami was in such a jubilant mood, you know. Swami was so exuberant. Swami sat there. Swami was in full flow talking. And talked about Amarnath, talked about Badrinath, everything. See, I said, see, it's too difficult now to go to Amarnath. From here, to take you there is not easy. I'll show you Amarnath Lingam here itself. Said.
Wow.
And then like that, now Swami immediately said, give me a pen or something. And somebody gave a ball pen or pencil. Then he started drawing. That video you would have seen, all that he brought out. Then he brought out Badrinath Narayan, that exact replica of that in gold, you know. That idol, he took it out from the sand. In one photo, you'll see me and Satish Chandra standing next, no, folding the hands. Near Swami, you'll be holding it in the hand. That is quite famous. You can see here, it's there around. That Swami did all that, and so he gave it to this man's wife, General Malhotra's wife, for puja and other. She was very graciously, she accepted it. And then we moved on. That was one creation. Then we went into the next day, next time we went to that Payalgam. There also Swami created a beautiful ring. Swami did another playful thing. One place where Lidhar River was flowing very flooding. And there was a place where there was a balcony like thing, you know, leading into the Lidhar River. The river will be flowing, the balcony will be there. You know, Swami, you can see, you would have seen that photo also. There is to be a sofa. There was a sofa, Swami used to sit there, and then people sat around, and Swami was creating so many things to few people there, and the waters were flowing down, no? Swami said, let's go near the waters. And immediately, our Karyanandaji got excited, he went first, went forward. River was flowing very fast. He went in front and started, you know, dipping his legs into the river and going forward, trying to stand on a log of wood and things. Swami said, move, move, move. Swami, you know, told us, quietly, Swami said, all of you move back. Then he didn't look back, you know, he went and went inside and said, Swami went closely behind, and then caught him and tried to push him into the water.
Oh my God.
Swami played like that, no? Pushed him and brought him back. He turned away. Swami knocked. Swami, he was very cool. Swami, I knew you only will do this.
He said.
I am bayapadled. I never got scared. That's how, you know, it's a literal play, a game, you know, you played there.
In fact, that's what Mrs. Ratanlal, who organized, you know.
Yeah, she was in charge of the food, you know.
Food, and yeah. So she was saying she has never seen Swami being so free and
exactly.
So happy and so jovial.
Very, very, yes. Too free he was.
At that point in time, the way Kashmir trip was.
It was terrific.
Wow.
And quite a few people benefited, even spiritually. Quite a few people Swami gave interview, and Swami later on said, I wanted to see this particular person, like that, you know, individual. On the way, before reaching Srinagar, we stopped in some place for lunch also. I forgot the name of the village. There was somebody for whom, you know, Swami wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
Swami went to talk to him as if he knew that person. That person also responded, talking as if he expected Swami to come.
Mm.
Something like that.
Mm.
It was wonderful to see all that.
Mm.
18 days, you know, just passed by, you know, in such a beautiful way.
Wow. It
was so difficult. And to
amazing.
To last day we went to another location, some big lake, you know, lake area. Swami fed the dogs. You must be seeing that video. That is the last scene you'll see. Feeding the dogs with biscuits and all that.
Wow. 18 glorious days.
Yeah, just fantastic. And so I returned, Swami said, have you seen Bombay? I will go via Bombay.
And it was 18 boys also, no, sir? 18 members in the team.
18 members. All of us are staff members.
Mm.
Teachers from both Vrindavan and...
18 members with Swami.
Bhagavantam, Bhagavantam, I think Jogarav was not there. Bhagavantam was there, Sohanlal was there.
And for 18 days. I think each day is one adhyaya.
Yes, just terrific. Swami said like that, 18 people are 18 adhyayas of Bhagavad Gita. I'm taking something like casually just mentioned.
Oh, wow. Amazing.
You don't know what Swami means, you know.
Fantastic.
And evenings we used to gather around, when we are not going anywhere, evenings we'll gather around Swami. Swami will ask us to sing bhajans. Though there, the sun used to set at 9:30. We never knew it will be 9. We'll be sitting outside. The sun will be there. We thought it will be 4:30 at 5, and it was 9:30 one day. Swami said, yeah, it's 9:30. You didn't know? Yes. Then we used to go inside and have dinner. Sometimes it would drizzle a bit and we will have assembly inside. And Swami one day sat with us and watched the cricket match.
Oh, is it?
In one of the rooms, you know.
Oh.
In his office room, there was a big TV. You must find out, I forgot. If you go back to the history, you'll find out on that particular month, you know, 1980 June, what was the match that went on? India and some other country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it is which country. Swami sat and, you know, watched for a long time.
Mm.
We all sat and watched the match.
At that time, I think all the players were wearing whites, no?
Yes. Test match only.
Test match.
Those days only test match was there, no?
Correct.
I think Gavaskar and all, they were all playing. So Swami was very curious, no? Those days, just he used to watch cricket match. With a lot of interest, he sat with us. And he'll also comment sometimes now and then. It's like that.
You know, the Vrindavan times are so many moments with Bhagwan, because you are literally living every day with Bhagwan. And even in Prashanti, and I think that, because, you know, you were so fortunate to be at a time when, you know, these institutions were just, were being shaped by Bhagwan. You know, all the processes, all the systems, putting the philosophy into action. That is when, that was the period when all these things was happening. And with time, you know, once that happened for 10, 15 years, things got standardized.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
and
Swami's involvement also physically perhaps reduced.
Yes, exactly.
But in those years, Swami was very, very deeply
involved.
With everything, because
every small detail.
Yes. And I think that is something that if we analyze those years and Swami's involvement, probably we will get very good guidance, directions to know what Swami expects.
Yes.
Because with time, what happens is with generations, some of the things get diluted because you don't know how Swami started it.
Yes.
You know, but if you pay more attention and get it authentically how Swami started it and what was the spirit with which Swami started a particular activity,
yes,
then perhaps it is one way to preserve the purity,
correct,
of that activity.
Correct.
And I think that's why I think we need to do more conversations.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know I can't tax you more because we've been talking for 3 hours, but you're in India, so I just hope that we will have more opportunities,
sure,
to continue this conversation.
Sure.
And I know that, you know, there are so many more moments that you have had also where you felt Swami's presence very strongly after you left,
yes,
Bhagwan's,
yes, yes,
physical presence.
Yeah, that is another saga. That's, yeah, another different story altogether. Yes,
yes. As you said, you
many
know,
occasions,
you
many
continue
occasions
to do God's work. Wherever you are, you can do God's work.
Exactly.
And Swami continues to look after you in unimaginable,
yes,
ways, isn't it?
I used to come for confidential work with the university,
mm-hmm,
every semester.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, there used to be some issues,
mm-hmm,
due to which there may be some difficulty for me to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Swami used to remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that it used to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be here.
Mm-hmm. Because
so
if you have Swami as priority,
yeah,
one, everything else
and
gets sorted out.
I always add one more thing.
Mm.
Whenever it comes to Swami's work,
mm,
Swami will see to it that any obstacle is removed,
mm,
automatically. You don't have to worry about it.
Mm.
See, it might look like an obstacle. Once you are very sure that it is Swami's work for which you are going,
mm,
you don't have to worry. It will definitely get removed.
Wow.
This is how I have experienced many, yeah, times.
Mm.
Once it happened that one of my students, you know, normally I'll tell you, I used to come here for a meeting. It used to be arranged on a Friday and Saturday so that I can leave on a Sunday. Not only that, I can take leave for a SAS Friday. Saturday may be a holiday for me so that it will not be stress for me in my workplace,
mm,
to come here to take leave.
Mm.
So that normally they used to arrange a meeting here on Friday, Saturday.
Mm.
Once it happened that they gave me the dates which happened to be Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for me to come for a Thursday, Friday because I had to arrange my work on Thursday, Friday in my institution.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there may be heavy days for me also.
Mm-hmm.
I had to find too many people to take care of my work.
Yes.
And it becomes a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I without thought I accepted it. Then I found out that it is Thursday, Friday. I was wondering why they gave it to me as Thursday, Friday. Normally what they do is they give me information 2 weeks earlier so that I can book my tickets.
Mm.
So I didn't know what to do. Therefore, I said, okay, I accepted it. Then I thought I'll try. I called up here and I asked, can you give me the meeting on a Friday, Saturday? Why you fixed on? No, no, sir. This time it is not possible for a Saturday because there is some other important meeting is conducted on the held on is scheduled on that day. Therefore, we could not help it. Therefore, this time you please manage.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's okay. Then I forgot about it. I booked my ticket and then waiting. Then what happened after a week? Actually, I was guiding a PhD scholar,
mm-hmm,
in Bharathiyar University, Coimbatore. It's an, mm-hmm, external registration. And there, every year, the guide and the scholar have to report to the university and give a review of what you have done during that particular year. So, that request, that call can come anytime. As soon as they call, you have to go there. If you don't go, again, your work will get delayed.
Mm.
It'll be a problem for us only. So what happened, after a week, suddenly I get a letter from Bharathiyar University that my meeting is fixed on that Saturday in Coimbatore.
Mm-hmm.
You look at this. It's like this. I put the date 7th, 8th, 9th. Actually, this was the actual dates. I requested for 8th and 9th, but here they gave me 7th and 8th.
Mm.
I accepted it because they could not change it.
Mm.
I was wondering why they gave. They also don't know.
Mm.
So it also happened.
Mm.
Later on, they found out that there was some meeting and all that.
Mm.
But then after a week, I got I never expected this to come.
Mm.
Bharathiyar University letter for the meeting, review meeting. It was on that 9th.
Mm.
What would have happened if they had listening to my request, if they had fixed me 8th and 9th, I would have been in a fix. I could not have been in Coimbatore. I have to sacrifice one of the two.
Mm.
I can't leave Swami's work at any cost.
Mm.
I was wondering, my God, this is Swami's own
Swami
hand.
Is working all the time.
All the time it used to be Friday, Saturday. This time, why Thursday, Friday? You follow, you will know a little later, right? Yeah, I was shocked. I thanked Swami. Swami, you have saved me now. Because you have given me Thursday, Friday in Parthi and Friday, Saturday you have fixed me in Coimbatore. Then came the next issue. Okay, I have to go to Coimbatore. On 7th and 8th, Thursday, Friday, I'll be in Parthi. How will I reach Coimbatore on next day morning? Generally, I remember this Kurla Express which leaves from here at 5:30. Reaches next day morning, 7:30, 7 o'clock, it reaches Coimbatore. Good, there is a train from Parthi to Coimbatore straight away that evening. I'll finish my meeting work here and go by that. Then I tried for the tickets, I could not get. The only option. Then I was not feeling that much well, no? So therefore too much travel also. So I, instead of booking ordinary sleeper, I booked third AC. Third AC was, there was no vacancy, it was a waiting list number, 17 or 18, something like that. Very long, big waiting list number. I said, now I am going for Swami's work. No problem, let us see how Swami should take care. And I left it and booked it, even though it was waiting list, I booked it and kept it from here to Coimbatore. Then what happened, our mind, you know, human mind, you know, always things. It sort of rationalizes. See, any case, Swami will do, take care, but Swami always wants you to make effort. So why don't you try some other option of, safe option of going from Bangalore to Puttaparthi to Coimbatore, some other way. Then I thought, okay, then I'll do one thing. I'll catch some bus by 3:30 or so, KSRTC from here, go to Bangalore. From Bangalore, there may be night buses to Coimbatore. I'll book one of the luxury buses, night coaches to Coimbatore, and at least safely I can land in Coimbatore. Let me book one ticket and keep. And I found one bus with one seat remaining, I booked the ticket. I should not have done. Okay, I did it. Okay, then I left it. Okay, then I kept on watching, the days were nearing, and I watching the waiting list number. It was not reducing at all. Then somebody told, no man, you should not, waiting list in third AC will never come down, because you will get, if it is sleeper, the too many seats are there, some more people will cancel. Therefore, possibility of you are getting is more, not in third AC. I just kept quiet. Then I tried through somebody, and okay, let us try some influence through somebody. They said, no way, sir, there's no choice. Then, okay, no problem. I said, I came to Parthi. I did Swami's work on 7th. Okay, didn't think about this. I said, I should not think about this. Then, I came 8th morning. I did Swami's work on 8th morning. Lunchtime, I finished whatever I could do. Then I went for lunch and came back. Little bit of work was remaining for the afternoon. Okay. Then I saw at that moment, I saw waiting list that has hardly reduced. Some 2-3 would have reduced. It was still there, a big number. Then I was very... in the office itself, there itself in administrative block, I had took their help and just tried for a moment. I just see internet and see whether it is anything is available for me, and the same thing happened, and did not reduce the waiting list number, hardly came down. I said, okay, then whatever Swami's will, let it happen. Then whatever little Swami's work was left, whatever little Swami's work was left, I completed that. Around 3 o'clock I completed, 3:30 I finished. Then okay, at least 3:30 I completed. I had a little bit of time. By then I had decided maybe I'll go catch a bus and go or something. So last minute, final checking. Okay, please open. Let me check. I open. I find my berth confirmed by the Kurla Express.
Oh my God.
In 1 hour's time. All the waiting vanished. I said, what? Then and there, I jumped there in joy. In the office without seeing who is all around sitting there. All the clerks said, what sir, what happened to you? I said, Jai Sai Ram, I said. You have been seeing in the morning, I have been checking this waiting list, it is not coming down. I finished Swami's work and I see the list and my birth is confirmed. Third AC birth was confirmed.
Wow.
I was in tears there. Then and there I was crying. Then I quietly waited, took rest, and then I came down, had tea and packed my bags and went quietly to station. It was train was at 5:30 only. Normally Kurla will come late. And that day it came in time. And I got into it safely, allotted that berth. I reached very nicely at 7 o'clock. I reached Coimbatore. The candidate came from Chennai to Coimbatore directly. We met there, then we proceeded to university. The work was completed smoothly. Next day I landed back. They booked my ticket for Bangalore, for Chennai. With them I came back to Chennai. Next day morning, attended the institution. Everything went smooth.
Wow.
Swami's work, if you are ready for it, your work he takes care of. And again it is getting proved, you know.
Hmm.
So many such instances.
Wow. I think then, you know, every day actually you...
Exactly, that's
you,
what I mean.
You feel that... every day you are filled with his presence. Actually.
Exactly.
Just you have to keep your focus on him and his work.
Yes.
That's all.
You see, a very short thing I'll explain without taking much time. My eldest daughter's marriage I started looking for. Casually I was going through the matrimony, you know, website. Had registered. And I found one boy's, you know, that picture coming up often. And I just saw... I was not very serious. Even my wife also wasn't serious. And one day we thought, okay, well, let us start inquiring. And we found one address, one name. And we held on to that. And we gave our interest, you know, in that. And immediately the other party phoned up. And to my surprise, I found that the other party was already known to me.
Oh.
The only one horoscope which I saw, I just, you know, showed my interest, no? Clicked that interest icon.
Mm.
They are calling me, and immediately I know that person. He is a very senior professor of MIT, Chennai, electronics, engineering, and I was an acquaintance of him for quite a few years.
Mm-hmm.
We both used to sit in interview boards for selection.
Oh.
And for my external research candidates, he used to be a review examiner.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a year sometime.
Mm.
That's how he knows me, I know him. Not more than that.
Mm.
But it was a pleasant surprise to me. Then we went about, you know, started doing everything. Then suddenly a fear, you know, caught me. See, you know, olden days people, this process used to be very rigorous.
Mm.
They will inquire about the background, ancestry of that party, you know, what are they, what their forefathers were.
Mm.
They have to make sure that they are a very good family and then only they will accept the alliance.
Mm.
I didn't know anything. Swami with me. I, like an innocent fellow, I said, okay. My girl said, it's okay, pa. And I said, fine. Then that fear gripped me. We have been Swami's devotees. What if that boy didn't like Swami? Mm-hmm. What will happen?
Mm-hmm.
I was very scared. That natural fears. Then people also inquired, did you find out about the background and all that? Then I wrote a message, email to the, you know, to the person, to the professor, saying that we are so and so, we belong to this family, we are devotees of Bhagwan, etc., etc. Let him know that, you know, all that we wrote, and then I sort of sent it to him, asking also him to similarly reciprocate about his background.
Mm.
In a very decent way, I started this conversation. Also letting him know that, you know, there should not be any problems.
Mm.
He writes immediate response, you know, in his mail, Dear Professor Shankar, I am not new to Swami. How it will be for me? Without knowing, I got into it, no, halfway through it.
Yes.
And he writes to me, I am not new to Swami.
Wow.
I had visited Prashanthilayam campus.
Mm.
I had given a guest lecture in the campus. I think Professor Sridharan, K. Sridharan would have invited. He was earlier in Indy. Then he had come in 2000, he told me some year, 2001 or 2.
Mm-hmm.
I had come, gone there. I had given a talk. Swami called me for an interview.
Oh my God.
Swami told me about my father.
Mm-hmm.
That Swami knew my father, he had tea with him, snacks and tea, tiffin with him.
Mm-hmm.
His father happens to be a great Sanskrit scholar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He had written commentary on Viveka Chudamani. He's such a big scholar.
Wow.
His father was Asthana Vidwan, Sanskrit Vidwan of Mysore kingdom, Mysore king.
Amazing.
There was such, that's a lineage. And then Swami spoke to me about my father. He had met him, you know, long back, so many years back, and Swami used to visit Bangalore, good old day, many years back. And in whose house Swami met him, and all that Swami had explained. He was taken aback, and Swami created an, you know, nine gems ring, no, Navaratna ring, and put it on his finger. And that Navaratna ring, he showed it to me in his house. He had kept it in his cupboard safely because it is not fitting him anymore. He has kept it safe. So don't worry, he said.
What else? Swami is telling, don't worry.
What else? I need nothing else, you know.
Wow. Amazing.
It was all, you know, Swami.
I see, you know, what will probably take for people years to happen, it just happens in click
and
of a second.
I never made any effort. Everything happened just like just that. Like marriage that. Hall fixing, caterer fixing. Just like that, it just happened.
Wow. I always feel that if God is priority one for you,
yes,
you are also priority one for God. He looks after everything.
True.
Of yours.
100% true.
True.
Yes.
And I think
that has been happening. Yeah.
In your life.
Yes.
Wow, phenomenal, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I know we can continue this conversation, but it's definitely a great beginning. I mean, you know, 3 hours have passed, but it just feels like 3 minutes, really, because, you know, you're in that flow, and the flow of love that Swami has filled you with, and it continue to experience
exactly.
that. And
yes.
I think that is... And imagine how many people he has touched like this. You
yes.
know, yours is
that
just
is what,
one drop, but
yes.
so
millions,
many
millions.
Millions he has
yes.
touched like this.
True.
And I think that's all. It's our job to live it, reminisce it, share it with that joy so that
yes.
more and more people also experience. And, you know, it's for all of us to develop that connect and make him priority one in our lives. And
yes.
I think then we'll see that everything
else
just gets
yes,
sorted
fall in
out.
Place, correct. Fall,
as they say, you leave everything in God's hand
yes.
and you'll see God's hand in everything.
Everything, true. Yes, correct.
So I think your life and your experiences are a beautiful illustration of this. Thank you so much, sir, for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much for giving me this wonderful opportunity.
In fact, you know, before I end, and as, you know, when you are narrating your incident of how you got the chance to do both, be in Coimbatore and in Parthi
yes.
for that 7th, 8th, 9th engagements.
Yes.
You know, today, just maybe I should end on this note. Today, actually, you know, your interview was at 3:30. Because of some reason, I came little late. But there was another interview which was scheduled at 6 o'clock, actually.
Okay.
But just in the afternoon, before I came back from the college, I got the news that, you know, that interview, that person is leaving.
Oh,
he cannot come.
My goodness.
So I was thinking, Swami, I'm missing time,
oh.
you know, because so many people have come, right,
yes,
for
yes.
this anniversary of Department of Mathematics and Computer Science. And I thought, Swami, one interview will get over in 1 hour. And, you know, there is more time and this person is leaving and I have not fixed anyone else. So what is the plan?
Oh,
and
my
you
goodness.
See, Swami has arranged. I had no clue that this will go on for 3 hours.
Okay.
But Swami arranged that the other interview is cancelled.
Wonderful.
Just so that this can go on.
So nice.
For seamlessly. Because if the other one was that, I would be constantly thinking, okay, should I end this? Should I end this? And how can this continue? But I think Swami wanted this definitely to be documented. At least we get started on this.
Okay.
So it's really Swami's grace and grateful to Bhagwan that
yes,
he made
ever,
this.
Yes, ever grateful to him. Yes.
For making
can
this
never
happen.
Repay whatever he has done to
yes.
us.
Yes. Wonderful,
eternal
sir.
Eternal gratitude is the only word.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir.
Sai Ram. Thank you so much.
It was the morning of December 8th, 1973. Swami left Prashanti Nilayam for Vrindavan. After an hour or so of driving, he directed the three accompanying cars to turn off the road onto an uninhabited area of the forest. Soon Bhagwan alighted, and so did everyone. Swami was in a delightful mood, moving about among the men and joking with them. On one side of the picnic area was a wood apple tree. As Bhagwan was walking, suddenly a small apple, about an inch in diameter, fell from the top. Swami sweetly picked it up. Holding the small wood apple against the morning sun, Swami joyously said, here is the moon. As everyone looked, he instantly closed his fist, and when his hand opened again, in place of the apple was the most extraordinary object. It was a translucent disc, thin at the edges and thicker at the center. It reflected light in a brilliant way, and throughout its body was a puzzling variety of contours. There were dark areas of uneven shape and size, short and longer veins of luminous mineral-like materials of different hues, specks and dots of color that reflected brightly in the sunlight. It was indeed a sight of spectacular beauty. Everyone gazed at it with intense interest and wonderment. Now, holding the disc to the sun, Bhagwan revealed that it was indeed the moon in miniature form, made up of the moon's matter. In a way, it was a lovely mirror of the moon. Indeed, the visual imagery of the disc was so complex that none could readily understand it. However, Bhagwan clarified that the miniature moon was indeed exact and accurate to the original. After all had seen it, Bhagwan gave the moon disc to Dr. Hislop, who placed it in his pocket as it was time for breakfast. Once all had eaten, Dr. Hislop returned the disc to Swami, and Bhagwan now again held it up to the sun. To the amazement of the people around, there appeared a rich golden light all along the edges of this disc. Looking at their puzzled faces, Bhagwan smiled and said, "See, there is the sunrise." Even as everyone was admiring that golden light, in a moment, Bhagwan closed his hand, and when he opened it, it was gone. And the original small wood apple was back in his hand. That day, Swami revealed to the fortunate ones around him that creation and dissolution is just a play of the divine.
Chandor suraj tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye.
The Brahman willed, and the Anda or the universe manifested. He, the Brahmanda Nayaka, is the source of the Panchabhutas. Every particle radiates his glory, and every speck sings his story.
Brahmanda Nayaka Baba Pratipurishwar Baba. Chandor suraj tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye, nadiyan sagar tumne banaye. Brahmanda Nayaka Baba Pratipurishwar Baba. मूर्ति तुमने बनाई बाबा परतीपुरेश्वर बाबा ब्रह्मा परतीपुरेश्वर बाबा
When Professor Gokak asked me a question, come on, tell me, what is the difference between Swami in dream and Swami in physical plane, in the darshan line, interacting with or interacting with devotees? Is there any difference in these two Swamis, Swami in dream and Swami in physical form? I said, I didn't anticipate this question in the interview. I said, sir, please give me 1 minute time. I just closed my eyes, prayed to Swami, please give me the answer. Swami is the only solace for me. Then somehow it struck me. Then I said, yes, there's a difference. The difference is, in physical plane, we are not alone. I am there in the physical body. My neighbors are there, surrounding. Swami has to come and convey some message to you. And when he's telling that message, he has to make sure that that message is not interpreted as a message for another person. So sometimes he has to use words with multiple meanings. And if our karma is good and the grace, we are ready to receive the grace, we will be able to get the correct meaning. If our karma is not good, even if the grace is there, we will interpret wrongly. And our neighbors will also put their own interpretation when what Swami said to us. Whereas in the dream, I am there, Swami is there. I do see in the dream also other people. They are all imaginary projections by Swami. They are not real. Only me and Swami are real. So whatever Swami tells in the dream, that is ultimate. Don't interpret indifferently. Don't go to another neighbor or your own family member. What does this dream means? So the answer came on the spot, and then Professor Gokak was very happy. And he said, I am listening this for the first time from a person like you. Then they asked simple questions like, see, your food habits may be different. Here we have, you have to eat in canteen. You have to sit on the darshan line for a long time. I said, I have been a devotee from a childhood. I am used to these things. I can take care of myself because I am with Swami. Then they said, when can you join? I said, I still need to clear out all my IIT dues and everything. So, my back of my mind, Swami is coming to Chennai and I cannot join now. So, I want to enjoy Swami's visit in Chennai as a sevadal for the last time. Because afterwards, I cannot be a sevadal. So, that's a separate charm, being a sevadal, and then Swami talks to the sevadals. He has lunch with all the sevadals in Chennai. So that is a different type of experience. I wanted to have it once more. So I said, I would like to do it, if possible, February 1st. I gave the date. Yes, we'll tell Swami. And they were talking about the salary also, what I expect. I said, whatever Swami wants to give, I'm ready to take it. Because my thing is, Swami is ultimate. And I don't have any this thing. Because this is not advertised post. There's no vacancy as it is in the institute. Everything was so created by Swami for me to join the institute. I went back and they said they will send the letter. The letter didn't come till 30th of, till 28th or something. Swami was there in Chennai.
till 25th. Then he went to Mumbai, Bombay, Dharmakshetra. Then he was coming back to Chennai again on 30th and 31st he will be there. So I thought, let me wait. Then I sent a letter to registrar that I didn't receive any letter. So is my starting date is confirmed or not? Because I don't want to come without a confirmed letter and then they say that no, Swami mentioned in different things. See, still that I have not become a part of the institute, so I didn't know how the institute things work. It so happened, they thought that I am in Parthi, and there is another Sridhar by name in Parthi who was temporarily there. When the communication message letter came to the campus, they thought this is meant for that Sridhar, who was in Commerce Department, making him as a regular staff member.
Oh, the letter from the administration went to a wrong Sridhar.
Wrong Sridhar. So, in that confusion, nobody knew, and that person was wondering, I'm not in the mathematics department, how can I be a mathematics teacher? Then he somehow went to one of the mathematics professor, and then they realized that then they had to send. So it took some time for me to get the letter. It came before Swami came back to Chennai on 30th. So I was having that letter with me on 31st. And when Swami blessed my parents, I showed that letter to Swami. Swami, this has come. Ekkadi nunchi vachindi, where from it came? I am new to this type of questions. So I said, Swami, Puttaparthi nunchi vachindi.
Came from Puttaparthi.
Came from Puttaparthi. Then Swami said, avuna.
Oh, is it so?
Then he immediately turned to that Venkatagiri family. Then he said, I only asked him, registrar, to send this letter. He is joining as a professor, Swami said.
Beautiful.
And one more link I want to tell is, I was still not clear whether what I mentioned about dream of Swami, is it my own answer or it is from Swami? So 13th was my interview with registrar and vice chancellor. 14th was Sankranti day. So I thought that after 14th I'll go. So I was in the darshan line with the public. I have not joined the institute, though by word I am part of institute, but not by paper. So I got a second row in front of me there was a elderly person was sitting. Swami came straight to that elderly person, looking at me. He came straight, and then immediately that elderly person is going and touching Swami's feet, and Swami is talking to him. He is asking, "Eppudu entamandi unnaru akkada?" He asked in Telugu to him, and he was looking at me, smiling, and I was having the letter that I was able to answer the questions in the interview. I need your blessings. That's what
So Swami asked him, how many people are there?
Then he said, Swami, nenu okkade unnanu Hyderabad lo. Evaru ledu.
I'm the only one in Hyderabad.
I'm the only one. Then he said, and again he did one more par namaskar. And Swami is looking at me, kaadu kaadu. No, nenu. We are real.
Oh, Swami said, no, no, it's two of us, you and me.
Are there. So this is the answer I gave to Professor Gokak. Swami and me, and I also said when Swami says he uses multiple and each person can grasp the answer. So that was a confirmation that whatever I got as a answer to my in the interview question, it came from Swami. That was my first experience of Swami's omnipresence. After I joined on February 1st, Swami had a staff sports that year. The staff members and research scholars, we will have a sports. And then that time, Swami allowed us to participate. I also participated. And then that time the warden of Bhakti Hostel, he used to tell about, I knew to join the music group or something. So I wanted to play Veena. There used to be another Sai student, Durjati. He used to play. He was a student at that time. He was playing in the mandir. And I, in the last few days, I was hearing that. Then I thought I should also get a chance. I should means I wanted to play. That's all. So I wrote a letter. I wrote a letter and then gave it to the hostel warden. I was staying in the mandir, East Prashanti. I was given a room. But hostel warden said, no, you can give directly to Swami. There's no mediator, he said. Okay, I had the letter. And those days, first time I didn't have the white clothes with me. I was wearing a light gray pant and white shirt was there. Because my stitched clothes have not come. So there was no store nearby where I can get my dresses. So
this is before joining the...
After joining,
you were not staying in the hostel.
I was not in the hostel because Swami said my parents can come. So here the ashram was managed by Kutumbrao that time. So Kutumbrao, as soon as I entered ashram, Kutumbrao asked me, what did Swami spoke to you in Chennai? And then I said, these are the things he spoke to me. Then he said, in that case, I'll give you a room in East Prashanti. After Swami comes, we will decide whether you have to go to hostel or you will be here.
Oh, okay.
That's what Swami Kutumbrao said. So I was given the East Prashanti. So I used to attend Omkaram Suprabhatam and everything. And it was also very good. If I am little delayed in Fardakshan, I know, oh, Swami is coming out. Then I'll... That time, no music, nothing.
Yes.
But I know that the silence, sudden silence will be there when Swami is about to come. Because before Swami comes out, Kayaldas will come out of the interview room.
Yes.
So people will be alert. So I will get that clue and I quickly run and come down for darshan. Some days it has happened. So 8th of February, that is the evening darshan time, I was having the letter and I put the letter inside an envelope. So I gave the envelope. As Swami was taking it, Swami asked me in Telugu, Veena nerchukunava?
Even before he didn't open the letter or anything.
He didn't open the letter. And no one, if physically no one can say that what is that in the letter. But I had very little Telugu knowledge that those days. So I was trying to tell
Swami, did you learn Veena?
Did you learn Veena? But I was thinking, Swami, I want to play. I want to play. This is the answer I gave two times. Swami said, Vainchu.
Play.
Means play. He said like that and he took the letter and he went, took some devotees for the interview. Then next to me, there was a librarian who was working that time. He knows Telugu, so he said, oh, congratulations, Swami has said that you can play Veena, but he will tell when to play. So I thought it may happen some days, we don't know. So it is, I came from college and then just sat in darshan, so I thought, let me have some cool drinks. So I went behind this the mandir, there was new cold drink shops were open that time. Jai ice cream and Milky Way ice cream.
Yes.
So I took a cold drink. I was having a sip. Suddenly I saw a lot of commotion in the darshan ground. People are running, boys are running here and there asking devotees something. Then I don't know, maybe they are searching for somebody. So I finished the cold drink soda. Then I came to the East Prashanti gate. Then one student straight came to me and, you are from Madras, Sridhar? I said, yes. And Swami is looking for you.
Wow.
Swami was standing in the front porch of a mandir. From there he was beckoning to me, come inside. So when I was trying to go in the middle lane towards Swami, Swami said, get into bhajan hall. So I went into the bhajan hall, and then the boy said, "Swami, we ask you to sit here." Mm-hmm. So there was a veena kept.
Oh, only a veena.
Jogjati has brought the veena.
Okay.
So he has moved. I didn't know who is Jogjati or anything at the time. So they asked me to sit. By the time Swami also came, and he came and sat on the dais, keeping one hand on the tiger head, and he said, "Yetta undi veena."
So Swami was sitting on the pedestal, not on the throne.
Not on the throne.
On the pedestal, like, on which the throne is kept.
Yes. And by the side, the Swami used to keep his feet on the tiger head. The tiger head, he was keeping his hand.
Hand, yeah.
This thing. Casually.
Hand rest.
Like a casual thing, like how we sit and then listen. Then he said, "How is the veena?" Then I was telling. Then I just saw the Shruti was good in the main strings. The tala strings, Jogjati never uses. So the tala string was out of. So I tuned it. And Swami was keenly watching me, what I am doing. Once it is done, start playing. So I thought, first time we are playing, so let me play Vatapi Ganapatim Bhaji. So I started. The moment I started that, Swami asked Abhinav Upadhyaya, he used to be a tablist, he was a very good tablist. He asked me to ask him to play tabla for that. So we played, and Swami was just keenly listening, and then Swami was introducing me to the bhajan group.
Oh, wow.
During when I was playing.
Once again, he had done that during some.
But this time the bhajan group is different. Yes, Kumar,
I know.
Sonam, and
there
were other people were there. Sai Surendranath was there. Then, as I was playing, then Swami was looking at the watch, and then he was telling, "Swaram petta vai pro." Then he looked at the watch. I took the clue that I should not elongate the song. So Le Swami nanu.
I'll stop it.
Then I closed the song properly without any swaras, swara alapana or anything. So once I finished, then the flutist has to start. There is to be an old man who plays flute.
Yes.
From 15 minutes before the bhajan.
Correct.
Half an hour before the bhajan, I started. Then Swami said, "Daily you practice and daily you play before bhajan," Swami said.
Beautiful.
Then he asked, "How are the parents?" Then he told the boys, "I saw his father and mother. They were very devoted." Swami was just telling. Then, see, at that time, no communication, nothing, no phone. So when Swami says, "How are you parents?" they should be good. So I said, "Swami, they are good." Then Swami was very happy with my answer. Then he said, "Play every day, practice and play." So my ambition to play veena in front of Swami was fulfilled that day.
This is just a few days after you were appointed in the college.
Just 1 week.
1 week.
Exactly 7 days. Eighth day I got it.
Beautiful. And this was a prayer.
This was a prayer.
All the prayers were slowly being answered.
And this was a dream also happened like unfolded.
Unfolded, yes.
Then I was still thinking that, it has happened. Swami is showing his divinity at the same time. He was showing the humanness. How is your parents? How are they doing? As if he doesn't know. So he's putting us in the maya. We get the doubts every now and then. So one day, there was a small computer, and then they asked me to initially start teaching the basic language, and boys were trying to type the programming code. They took time. So in the classroom, I said, "You have to learn typing, and then it will be faster for you to use the computer." I forgot what I spoke in the class. I came to the mandir. I was playing veena. Swami came after the interview, and he was listening to veena for some time. Then Swami asked me, "Yem chestunnavu, typing, Are you a typist?" Then I was thinking, "Swami, I am teaching. I am not a typist." How Swami has made me? I was thinking Swami is in the physical plane, that's all. Not as a god. Then Swami said, kadu kadu, statistics computers kada. He is telling what subject I am teaching, statistics and computer science.
Mm.
So he again revealed that his omniscient, that knowledge that Swami has got, that whatever goes in our mind, he immediately reflects. Then I was still wondering, why Swami is telling, are you a typist?
Mm.
There is no connection between typist and teaching.
Mm.
After I came out of the bhajan hall that day, that same student to whom I said, practice typing, he came and asked a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Then I realized, I told this boy to learn typing. So Swami is.
Mm.
So that showed me that whatever I tell in the classroom, Swami is there listening and he knows what is happening in the classroom and he is able to make me feel that Swami is always there, whatever I am doing. We cannot hide anything from Swami. We can't think Swami is in the mandir and then we are in the college. No. So that awareness came to me. And with that awareness, I started serving. And I got an opportunity, that time Swami's 68th birthday in 1985. The UGC chairman, if I remember the name correctly, Madhuri Shah, lady chairman,
yes.
She announced as a chief guest, she was giving a talk for the Swami's birthday program. She announced that UGC is willing to give some funds for the computer center for the institute.
Wow.
There was no computer when I joined.
Oh.
There was a computer, HP 85, which is all-in-one desktop computer.
Mm-hmm.
It had only 32 characters screen, 16 lines only. Very small screen, LCD screen, and a typewriter keyboard type, and it has got a thermal printer.
Mm.
Whatever you print in that, it will stay only for 30 days. Afterwards, it will vanish. So everything is built in, and there is no memory, floppy disk or anything. It used to have a tape cartridge.
Mm.
So with that, I started making curriculum for basic language, and our institute first PhD, Dr. Sankar Subramaniam, used that and produced very nice graphs using basic language with my help, with Swami's help. And he could publish papers and he could get his PhD.
Amazing. Amazing. We have also had a very nice conversation with Dr. Sankar Subramaniam on this program.
Yeah.
Wow.
So then... Afterwards, the Swami's, that time, we got Apple IIe computers came. They were given by some devotees, overseas devotees. And I was asked to assemble. I have not seen an Apple IIe computer. The registrar asked me, can you assemble this and make it work before planetarium inauguration?
Mm-hmm.
We want this to be blessed by Swami. I said, yes, sir.
Hmm.
I prayed to Swami and I went through the manuals. First time I'm seeing a floppy disk drive in my life. The 85, there was no computers like this, what we see today.
Yes.
So I could assemble everything, make it work, and I made some nice... since it is going to be in planetarium, Swami is going to inaugurate this computer. So I had a... nice, all the nine planets are coming, some graphics and all I made, and then I kept it ready. It was having a very limited memory capacity and all. So when it starts, it takes time to come. The screen is CRT tube. It takes time to come light up. It's not like modern computer screens. Mm. So we started everything. There is a screen monitor, there is a light.
Mm.
I didn't realize that light also takes time.
Okay.
So I thought I am very clever. Mm. I got everything. When Swami comes, I'll just request Swami, please press this key. Then the screen should come with all planets.
Mm.
Swami came he was having a rose somebody gave in the front of planetarium. He was having it in his hand. Then he came and asked, "Empty,
what is this?
Swami, this computer, press this. Swami pressed that. Nothing came immediately.
Swami said, nothing is coming.
And without thinking, see the human brain, how it acts. Just like I am telling a student, wait. I told wait, Swami. Swami used to tell wait.
Yes, to us.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. I had a chance. After telling that, behind all the dignitaries were there, they were taken aback. Somebody is asking Swami to wait. Swami just smiled at me and he waited. The screen came, he was happy. Then he threw the flower to the monitor, kept on the monitor. Then he had a very good blessing ahead. So that was first time experience I had after joining in the interaction wise. Another time, the UGC team was coming for accrediting the thing. I still had some doubt how I landed up here, went to IIT, and I've not done PhD, I'm made as faculty member, I'm being given so much importance by Swami. And then Swami made me as the initial person to go through the quotations and decision of what computers to come to the institute.
Oh, wow.
So because I was the only qualified person, Swami used to call me computer man. He used to have different names. Veena Sridhar, one name. Computer man is another name. Somebody gave in a darshan line some computer printout of a calendar those days. He straight came with that. And computer man, take this. He gave that calendar to me. So like that, Swami has interacted so many times. There are fond memories, and then I can still relive. For want of time, I don't want to get into those.
But maybe you should just talk about how you got into M.Tech computer science.
Yes.
Because, you know, I think that is how Swami was slowly shaping you.
Yes.
For
so after my MSc, MSc Agricultural Statistics.
So MSc, you actually wanted to become a student. You were telling me.
I wanted to become a student. Swami sent me for MSc in Agricultural Statistics. He didn't allow me to join the Krishnadevaraya University, which would have allowed me to stay with Swami in Parthi and going to the campus every day.
In those days, students used to do the masters in Krishnadevaraya University.
All the Sai students used to do that because there was no masters in the Swami's college. But I was deprived of that. So I was thinking only thing is next is PhD. But somebody said, if you are from outside, Swami will never take you as a research scholar. I also felt that should be because the boys have spent so much time and everything. So I don't blame that, it is wrong or anything. So I thought, let me finish PhD and go and join. So I got an opportunity to do PhD in statistics, join in IIT Delhi.
So this is after your master's?
Yes, after my master's.
In agriculture?
I did MPhil in agricultural statistics.
In Delhi?
In Delhi. Then afterwards, I had a chance to have computer software maintenance training course in IIT Kanpur. That time, Professor Sampath was the director, and he initiated that program. And nearly 200 people wrote the entrance exam. I was one of them. And 5 people were selected. My name was in that.
Wow.
And they were giving stipend funding because my main aim was I should not be a burden to my parents after I studied. Even my postgraduate government was giving me the scholarship. So if at all I joined PhD also, they used to give scholarship. So I don't need to depend on my parents because we are a big family. So I joined that computer science course.
In IIT Kanpur.
IIT Kanpur. It is not a degree course. It is just a training program. For 2 years it was supposed to be. First year I joined. In the hostel, each person will get single room, a single person, small room, everything. I used to do Omkaram Sapubhasama as whatever Swami said when I joined my MSc, I used to do it in my room.
So when you joined MSc, Swami gave you instructions?
Yes. MSc Agricultural Statistics, I was first time going to hostel away from my parents. 1 week, completely he gave a instruction how to behave with your fellow students outside. And Swami said, they are all not devotees like you. And you should not differentiate between a devotee and those people. You behave as if they are also devotees with them.
Wow.
And if you don't like what they are doing, like cigarette, it is normal in the college those days. And then some people even drink alcohol. You don't join in that, Swami told clearly. You continue your culture, whatever you learnt in Balvikas, you continue that. And then after 6 days of continuous interview, I'll say interview because it is me and Swami alone in the dream.
In the dreams.
And then the last day, he said, now onwards you have to study well, whatever I did. If you do well, I'll take you to my institute.
Oh, that promise he gave.
He gave promise.
Wow.
He can come and teach my boys, Swami said.
So that perhaps always remained in your mind.
Yes. That's why even there I didn't go for campus placement. I didn't register myself. It's a prestigious institute, Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR Institute. And it is very difficult to get into that institute. And then the very question they asked in that interview, out of 200 people, I was interviewed as a third person. By some, randomly they select people to attend the interview. The one person who was supposed to be like a central chair, he is like a chairman, and then 7-8 scientists were there interviewing the candidates. He asked me, you are not from a rural background. What do you do after studying the agriculture? Have you seen any villages? The moment he said village, I said, yes, I have seen village. Which village? I said, Puttaparthi. Then he was little happy, but he didn't want to show his happiness to others. And he said, why Puttaparthi? You have any relatives there, or do they do any cultivation there? No, I go and see my God. Sathya Sai Baba, he told. Because I used to tell very frank. I used to be very frank whenever I talk to anyone. From my childhood, it has been my practice. Even when in the school, small incident, in the school there will be always fighting and some hefty person in the class, he will be beating everybody unnecessarily.
Some bully,
bullying. 7th grade, I was studying. I just moved from Coimbatore to Chennai. There was a new school, and that person saw that I am very calm and quiet, and he wanted to provoke me. He came and hit me on my back 2-3 times. I didn't cry. I didn't do anything. Then he said, what is this? You're not reacting. The answer came spontaneously. You are hitting my body, not me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Even now, when I think, I don't know how I said this. The moment I said this, he was taken aback, then he became my protector.
Oh.
He used to see that nobody touches me.
Wow.
In the class.
Amazing.
Maybe I was listening to some Swami's discourse, and then it has gone into my... last 2 years, 68 and 69, and 1970, this happened. So that type of person I am. So I reacted like this in the interview. Then they asked some questions, and I was, I just went into the black, whiteboard, and then I draw the scenario, and then I said what algorithm I'll use to solve some problems, statistical problems, and those things I did. They liked the way I was presenting. So then they said, okay, within 10-15 minutes, my interview was over.
Okay.
There were so many other people whom they interviewed, they took a lot of time and all, then I thought maybe I'm not getting anything. But I got selected. Then later on I came to know that the person who asked which village you went, he was a Sai devotee. And in his house, after joining the hostel, there monthly once the bhajan used to happen in Delhi.
Hmm.
In the same, next to the hostel, his quarters, director's quarters was there. So I used to go and sing bhajans there.
Oh.
Same thing, after leaving that IIT Kanpur when I went, I used to sing in my own room. Somehow suddenly somebody who was doing MSc Mathematics, he was in the same hostel. IIT hostels are named as Hall 1, Hall 2, Hall 3. Hall 5 was that hostel. Then in the dining table, suddenly that boy looked at me and he said, are you Sai Baba devotee? He asked. And I said, yes. And then he came to my room, saw Swami's photo and all. We are having bhajans in a local temple, Yashiva temple. Why don't you come and join? So I started going there. And a few professors used to come. And we started a small bhajan group there. And then the Vivekananda ashram people, they also wanted to join our group to do some service activities. We started everything. And then the moment the time came to make it as a samiti, and then they wanted to inaugurate, that time Swami just moved me out of that, put me in IIT Delhi.
Okay.
Because I wanted to come to Swami, so I want to do PhD. Mm. So I was trying PhD seat wherever I can.
Mm.
So in January of 83, this happened. So I mentioned to the computer science people that, I want to go and join PhD there. I got the seat, and they gave some time to join. Meantime, this MSc boy who introduced me from the local bhajan group and all, he said, he was doing MSc mathematics, he said, I want to do gate exam. It was the first batch of the entrance exam for M.Tech courses in IITs. So he said, I want a company to do a study together. Why don't you also join, apply for that?
Mm-hmm.
So I just to help him, I paid the fees. And then we studied a little bit, but it was MSc level mathematics. I didn't do mathematics in MSc. I did mathematics, pure mathematics only till BSc. Then afterwards it was statistics.
Mm.
Then in the exam I wrote something. It was a multiple choice questions, first part. Second part is a descriptive question.
Mm.
The descriptive questions, I was just as like a teacher. I was telling, use this formula, you get the answer, like that. That's what I wrote for all mathematics questions.
Mm.
And for the multiple choice, I just say Om Sri Sai Ram.
Oh my God.
That's A, B, C, D. Wherever my hand goes, I'll select that.
Mm.
The questions which I knew in statistics which were there, that I could answer correctly. I was very much sure that I will not get anything. I cannot get the study, go through the gate. I felt that I am destined to do PhD in IIT Delhi.
Mm.
So I went and joined IIT Delhi. Then after joining, I want to tell Swami that, Swami, I have started PhD in statistics. So that time one of the Delhi Sevadal friend, he joined Swami's institute as a chemistry MSc student. Satyanarayana. Swami was performing Upanayanam for the batch of students, Sai students. So his parents said, we are all going to Parthi. You want to accompany us? Swami is performing Satya's Upanayanam. I thought it is a nice chance I can give letter to Swami. Tell that I have joined PhD. So that Swami knows that I am getting prepared for coming for teaching.
Mm-hmm.
When I came and gave the letter, Swami didn't take the letter.
Mm-hmm.
He was showing as if he is not happy with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what wrong I did. I joined, I left the computers training only to get my PhD.
You get a PhD so that you can teach in Swami's
college. I can teach in this in
Swami's college. Hmm.
Swami didn't like this, or I didn't know. It was March 18th, the date I can remember, 1983. I was staying in that dormitory given for all the people from Delhi. So I was sleeping. Swami came in my dream and he said, you know what percentile score you got in GATE? 94.26. He's showing the GATE score.
Phenomenal.
Then he just showed that and then vanished in my dream. Then I thought, maybe Swami is ridiculing that. You are thinking that you will get all this score and then you can get into my computer science. You didn't do well. So that is why Swami is unhappy, I thought. I didn't believe that dream, that moment. Then the result came in the month of May. Every IIT, in the academic section, if you go office, they will give the GATE score before it gets mailed. So I was reluctantly going because one of my friend who wrote exam, he also was there in IIT Delhi. So he said, come on, we'll go and see our score. I went. He saw his score. His score was, he is a BTEC student and he wrote in his own stream the GATE exam. He got some 73 point something. He was dejected. Then he said, now you see your score. I was hesitant because I was not, I know what I have written. Then I asked, I gave my register number. Then he said 94.26.
Wow.
Then I couldn't believe. This is what Swami showed me. And it's same. I said, can you check once more? That clerk was angry with me. He said, people are not getting 80, you got 94. Is it not enough for you? And then he showed the whole register and he kept a ruler to see that it's a computer print, 132 column print. So you may misplace while reading the scores. So my score was 94.26.
Wow.
Then I thought, okay, I got the score now. Should I study computer science in which IIT? As I was thinking, Madras, who was there with me from Balvikas, they knew that I had written GATE exam. They, without knowing what score I'm getting, they got a application form from IIT Madras and they sent it to me by mail. Sridhar, I think you should try.
Who
to
sent
to
this?
Madras. One of the bhajan singers in Madras. His name is Devanathan. Later on, he became son-in-law for Professor Sampat. Swami arranged their marriage. So, what I'm telling is, I didn't apply for anything. The just application form comes to me. I took it as Swami's blessing. Then I sent the thing. There was no interview, nothing. Then I got the admission letter. That if you want to accept this admission, pay some 200 rupees or something as a deposit to accept this offer, admission offer, towards the fees. I didn't have time to go send letter to Swami. I didn't have time to ask my parents. I was wondering, without Swami's approval, how should I go with this? I have the money. I have got a scholarship getting. I have money with me. I can just take a draft and then send it. Night Swami is coming in the dream. He says, if you want to come near me, go to Madras.
Oh.
Clear cut. There is no
ambiguity.
So I just sent it. After sending that mail to IIT, then I informed my parents who are in Chennai. They are all happy that I'm coming back to Chennai. And joining date, we are supposed to show our certificates. There came one more hurdle. The IIT has kept the seat for MSc statistics people.
Mm-hmm.
One seat in computer science. My degree is not in MSc statistics. Mine is in agricultural statistics. So when I showed it, the registrar academic, he said, "Oh, you are not in MSc statistics. So they have given wrong admission to you. So you cannot register. You wait. We have to check with the dean." So I was thinking, what Swami did, everything. This man is coming in between. Then the deputy registrar came and he said, "Sir, you are not there in the meeting. We had a special meeting for this case."
Oh.
And he said, we didn't have a good candidate with this much high score. Being agricultural statistics, he has proved that he is good in mathematics."
Amazing.
So, the dean has already approved, directors have approved, so you cannot now give any objection. Sign this paper, he said.
So that is how you got into M.Tech computer science.
Yes. And this one, I was thinking, why did somebody should have a meeting and all IIT? Everybody wants fighting seats for that.
Mm.
And who has prompted these things to happen? And Swami gave the answer when the UGC team came, when he was, when we were all the labs, we were supposed to show that what equipment we have to the UGC team for accreditation that time. Professor Saraf was there, Vice Chancellor. He came along with Swami with all the people. The instruction was, the computer lab was not there, so that time, it was 1987 or 88, one of those years. Apple IIe computers we kept in chemistry lab. The chemistry equipments were explained by Dr. T. Ravi Kumar, the current professor in chemistry. And then I was supposed to explain what computers we have to the team. That time Apple IIe is the latest computer of that year. Before I could start anything, Swami stopped me. This boy was working in IIT. I gave him the M.Tech computer science seat, and then he worked there, and I asked him to come and help. Now he is professor in computer science.
Swami told that. Wow.
That time only, Swami confirmed that whatever was in my mind, everything is Swami's Leela, you know.
Amazing.
So, it was nice, and we got a good accreditation that time. And then I was also happy when I joined, all the staff members in mathematics department, they were all from IIT. Professor K.B. Naidu, Dr. G. Prabhakar Rao, Dr. C.J.M. Rao, and then Dr. Venkateshulu. And I also joined, and people used to envy our department those days. You're all high people. But we all came for Swami, and Swami has brought us. And that is where I felt that I should be part of the institute forever.
And
Swami has done so much for me, from my college level studies to this. I had still the ambition of my PhD was not over. 1989, Swami prompted that he said, "Do PhD in computer science." And from the department side, they were saying, "Do in mathematical modeling." The professor wanted me to do PhD under him. There was no professor in computer science. That is the problem now. Officially, I cannot register as a computer science PhD student. I'm the first person. And there is no professor of computer science. Then Swami said, "U.S. Rao can guide officially. Find an external guide." So I got Indian Institute of Science School of Automation, Professor Narasimha Murthy. He was very good in computer science, top level. And he came as a one of the examiner and then for accreditation committee. And he just talked to me that time. He said he is willing to guide me.
Beautiful.
So that's how it happened. And Swami, when I wrote my PhD in a synopsis, Swami was not here. Before submitting, we wanted to get blessings of Swami, myself and Professor Yas Rao, and some more staff members. We all went to Whitefield. Swami called us. Ravi Teja was also there, flute.
Yes.
From the music group. His birthday, so he was doing MBA here, but he joined our group. We all went, and then Swami called us for interview, group interview, from people from Parthi. Then there, he saw my synopsis, and then he said to Professor Yas Rao, the tap should be proper, then the water, the tank should be proper, then the water will flow nicely, the tap also should be proper. Mm. So both PhD guide and student should work synchronously, mm-hmm. coordinating, and then there should not be any conflict. Mm-hmm. Swami is telling how that student professor relationship should be.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned he blessed, and I registered, and I was doing as a part time. And in 1999, Swami awarded the PhD memento.
Wow.
It was a very nice experience, and I still cherish it. And then after going to USA, suddenly I'm getting by mail my PhD video,
mm-hmm.
with title and all nicely edited. One of the devotees from US, he sent that I have got this so you can have it. Of course, I got the nice pictures of Swami with me in the convocation and all. So it was a wonderful lifetime dream which got fulfilled. And Swami made me that whatever I wished sometime or other, it comes through.
Mm.
I had a wish, little bit of wish of going and studying abroad.
Mm.
And I got a seat, everything. Swami stopped that time. After MSc, Agricultural Statistics, though I got in a very reputed institute from Colorado University, he said, this is not the time for you to go to USA. After I got my PhD, then Swami indirectly guided me that I should go for industrial experience, go out. But in the discourse, he mentioned foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in dilemma, should I go to US or Europe or anything? Then Swami gave interview to my mother and said that I should go to USA.
Oh.
And then that's how everything happened. And he said, whenever I tell, he can come. I was waiting. I used to come as an alumni and then take part in the music programs, have nice blessings from Swami. But after 2008, Swami stopped me coming to India. He said, I'll tell you when to come. I didn't even apply for a green card, thinking that Swami will call me. But in 2008, he said, apply for a green card. You should get it.
Mm-hmm.
So I applied. Normally, green card application takes so many years. Within 1 year, I got my green card.
Wow.
Record time.
Hmm.
It's all Swami's blessing. And then afterwards, 2011, I wanted to come. That time also Swami worked my dream itself. He showed all the alumni program of January 1st and 2nd, 2 days program they had. All those 2 days program in two dreams, just after the Christmas day, 26th and 27th of December, I have seen it.
Oh, even before the program happened?
Even before the program happened.
Oh my God.
I didn't even, Radio Sai was not there that time.
Yes.
No online yes. webcasting.
Yes.
Webcasting was, the Radio Sai was there, only audio.
Yes.
No videos that time.
Yes.
please correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, yeah, true. I mean, Radio Sai came only in 2001, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
They started having plans, but only after I left, I went there, then the Radio Sai came into existence.
Radio Sai came into existence inaugurated in 2001.
Yes.
The web streaming started much later. Yes. After Swami left.
Yeah. So, Swami has done the web streaming before the event happened.
Dream streaming.
Dream streaming. Mm. And I was still skeptic, my own human mind.
Mm.
Then I came to know that it is true. These are the things happened.
Mm.
After when I got the report by email and internet.
Mm.
So I was very happy that I decided not to do anything. If Swami says no, don't do that.
Mm.
If Swami says do it, do it, whether you like it or not.
Mm.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai.